I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Today's episode is sponsored by ByHeart, which is an infant nutrition company built from the ground up to deliver real innovation on behalf of babies and parents. Their mission is simple: make the best formula in the world. In our house, we never skim on family time together on the weekends. Instead of racing around crazy, we prioritize time at home, time to relax, time to do fun, crazy things that we wouldn't have ordinarily. And you know who else doesn't skim? ByHeart. ByHeart is the only American-made infant formula with globally sourced ingredients to use organic, grass-fed whole milk without a drop of skim. Whole milk is full of healthy fats like naturally occurring MFGM, which play an important role in babies' brain development and growth. Are you curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast with code name Zibby20 for a limited time. Hi, I'm Zibby Owens, and I am the host of this podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. I am also a newly minted USA Today bestselling author of the novel Blank. I've created a whole community of book lovers around this podcast, a publishing company, reading retreats, a bookstore, and more. Learn more at zibbymedia.com or follow me on social at Zibby Owens or join the community at Zibby Readers. Pinky Cole is the author of I Hope You Fail, 10 Hater Statements Holding You Back from Getting Everything You Want. I have lots of video reel clips for this, by the way, so check it out on at Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books, and you will see more and more about Pinky. Pinky Cole Hayes is a Jamaican-American restaurateur, author, community activist, and owner of the Slutty Vegan restaurant chain and Bar Vegan in Atlanta, Georgia. Pinky is a culinary disruptor in the industry, transforming America's view of plant-based fast food and striving to make plant-based eating delicious, accessible, and enjoyable for vegans and flexitarians alike. In addition to her work in the food industry, Pinky is also a philanthropist and head of the Pinky Cole Foundation, which is committed to uplifting marginalized and underrepresented communities and breaking the cycle of poverty by providing access to resources and education to pursue their entrepreneurial goals. Pinky has been named to Restaurant Hospitality's 2021 Power List, Forbes Next 1000, Entrepreneur Magazine's Top 100 Powerful Women in Business List, LA Wire Influential Women of 2020, PETA's 2021 Most Beautiful Vegan Celebrities List, who knew, and Atlanta Business Chronicle's 40 Under 40 List. Most recently, she has been included in the 2023 Time 100 Next List. In November 2022, she released her first cookbook, Eat Plants, Bitch, a compilation of 91 vegan recipes, plus a selection of tips and tricks for vegan cooking and other plant-based substitutes. Welcome, Pinky. Thank you so much for coming on Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books to discuss I Hope You Fail, 10 Hater Statements Holding You Back from Getting Everything You Want.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
I really love this book, both as a guide. I am an entrepreneur as well. So all the entrepreneurial advice and statements and the success and the failures and all that, but also your personal story, which was so inspiring. And, you know, and of course the way you flip everything on its head by putting it in the negative, you know, you hope someone cheats on you and all of that. That's great. Genius. Love it. We need a new kind of advice book. It's fabulous. Why don't you tell listeners a little bit about the inspiration for this book and what you wanted it to be? You're doing a million things and now this, so why?
You know, it's funny. I have never called myself an author. I never imagined that I would write books, let alone sell them and share my testimony with other people. So it's funny because I was the commencement speaker for Clark Atlanta University, my alma mater, 2 years ago. And the theme of my speech was, I hope you fail. And I can remember telling the president of the institution, and he was like, you sure that's what you want to do? And I'm like, yep, that is what I want to do. And I wanted to talk about my experience navigating through college and then going out into the real world, right? As the queen of the school, I had all the accolades, all the things that you could think of, but I couldn't find a job. And then as I maneuvered through life, I started a business, I lost it, car got repo, got kicked out of my apartment, wages got garnished, like all of the things that you could imagine could happen to a person that is walking through life for the first time, right? Happened to me. But what I realized is, okay, I can reverse engineer all of this negativity and make it positive by just training my mindset to do so. And when I identified that I could do that, I'm like, I could put this in a book. Like, this is just bigger than a commencement speech. And when I put the book together, it really came from a vulnerable place. I have been through a lot, right? And when I say a lot, I've had the highs, I've had the lows, everything that you could think of. So I believe that my story is the quintessential example of what it looks like to triumph in spite of the tribulations. And that's literally what this book gives. Just like you said, it's a guide, it's a blueprint, and it's practical. It's not one of those books that's going to have like 500 pages and then you don't understand and you got to read cliff notes. This ain't that. What this is something for you to make you feel better on a cloudy day and just really give you a roadmap how to just re-engineer your mindset on negative situations.
It's amazing. You do this all the time, not just in the book, even on social. You had a video that you posted, which I absolutely loved. And I was like, I have to do something like this, where you just hold up papers and you're like, yes, you know, I've raised $25 million and I've been on all these magazine covers and, you know, the Times 100, but I've had so many failures along the way. Talk about just a couple of the obstacles that you felt like were insurmountable at the time, and yet somehow you forged through.
You know, it's funny. Yeah, I always tell my friends, when I was a kid, I'm like, I want to be famous. I want to make it. But I never knew making it and being famous and successful came with getting sued, right? Mm. And my lawyers hate when I talk about this, but I feel like it is necessary. Because as an entrepreneur, when you continue to elevate in your career, there are things that are going to happen. Some of them include litigation, mm-hmm. right? And a lot of people shy away from talking about that, but like, I'm an open book all the way. I mean, you're going to love me or leave me alone. And I feel like it's important to share these things and my experiences so that somebody else can avoid going through the same thing that I did. But I feel like one of the hardest things in my growth and elevation as a restaurateur and an entrepreneur was getting sued, mm-hmm. right? Like, I was watching the Golden Globes. And then when the Golden Globes came off, I was headline news, and I'm like, what is happening here? And I was learning the information just like everybody else at the same damn time. And I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. So not only was I pregnant, right? Okay. So, you know, being a mom and an entrepreneur is like, that's a whole nother job description in itself. So I'm hormonal, I'm emotional, I'm also curious because I'm trying to figure out what's happening. But then I also have to lead a team. And then I also have to find out what's happening. Then I also have to talk to my lawyers. Then I also have to shut up because they don't want me to talk about it. But I'm also very vocal and transparent. And I'm like, well, what is it that you want me to do? So that was the first time in my life. Not to mention, I was slated to go on a big TV show and they pulled it because of all the headline news. And I was really bummed about it. But I can freely speak about this now. And hopefully anybody that's watching this can just say, damn, like, this is just another example of I hope you fail. I hope bad things happen to you so that you can re-engineer it and think about the positive and find a way to get better from that situation. And guess what I did? I have a policy. And that policy is, when shit happens, you put policy in place. And although we moved in best practices before, I really make sure that we move in best practices now. I hired a better HR team. I actually hired a firm so now that I can hold a firm accountable, right? So like, it's not on the eternal company when something goes wrong, right? Then I made sure that I focus more on employee initiatives and making sure that they're happy in the workplace. It's one thing if they just show up to work, but I want you to be happy when you come work with me, not for me, right? So a lot of learnings along the way, but this is also described in the book, right? So like, when those negative things happen, it's a lesson learned and it just really builds up your testimony so that you can share it with somebody else.
It doesn't feel like that at the time though. It feels just pretty terrible.
No. It's effed up. if I could say it in the nicest way. But guess what? When you look back at it, let me tell you something. When I look back over my life, I'm like, you know what? I'm really glad that relationship didn't work out because I wouldn't have found my knight in shining armor and got married. This is a mom podcast. So I can talk about this. Do you know that a doctor told me that it was going to be difficult for me to have children? And I've tried before I met my husband. And now I can't stop having kids. I had three kids back to back. I had a baby 21. I had a baby in 22. I had a baby in 23. And now I cannot stop having kids. But I needed to go through that bad relationship so I can identify what it is that I wanted, what it is that I didn't want. So now here I am. I'm like, this is the best person for me. Like I literally, this is my mirror here, but it took for me to go through some bad relationships. So again, the book also talks about that, which is why it's so near and dear to me. You know, I did a cookbook before and the cookbook was cool. That was fun. But this really was like my journal that I got to tell my story and be like Auntie Pinky so that I could tell people like, all right, this is what it is. No chasing, no straw.
I love that. You also really talk about listening to yourself, right? You wanted the name for Slutty Vegan and everybody told you not to have the name. And by the way, a lot of people told me not to name this podcast, Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. They're like, that's so long. No podcast names are that long. And what about all the other people? I'm just like, you know what? If I get all the moms in the world to listen to this, I feel pretty good about that market size. You know, it's so anyway, people are always saying like they have better ideas. And I'm like, okay, well, let's see your better ideas. And in your book, you were like, I don't remember any of the other names. You were like, I can't even remember what they wanted me to call it. And I love that you just stuck to it and you did it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Slutty Vegan is such a racy name and racy concept, right? So from the names of my burgers to I have a cup that says drink the fuck up. Right. But it's not the cursing. Okay. But I realized that nobody is going to do your vision like you can do your vision. Right. Everybody will have their opinions. But the reality of it is people project their own fears, right? Their own insecurities on you because they aren't brave enough to do it themselves. So my father always told me nothing beats trial but a failure. If it fails, at least I tried. Right. And if it works, then hey, it's a win-win for everybody. But success is like mud. You got to throw something on the wall and something got to stick. And that's exactly what I did with Slutty Vegan. I came up with the name and as crazy as it sounded, I'm like, oh, this is the one. Like I knew this was it. Like I come up with ideas all the time, but I knew this one was special because it felt right in my spirit. Number one, because I spoke to myself and I'm like, all right, self, what you think about this? And self said, okay, this is good. Okay. And then I'm like, all right, so this is the one. And I didn't want to share it with a lot of people. So, you know, usually when you come up with a lot of great ideas, you want to share with the world. This was the one that I kept here because I'm like, all right, something feels good about this. And I'm moved by my spirit. And some people say like, that's not always the best way. But like, if my heart don't feel good, if my spirit don't feel right, I ain't doing it. I don't care if it's some billionaires in the room. If I walk in the room and the energy is wrong, I don't care how much money you got in your pocket. So I always move with my energy and my spirit. And that's what Slutty Vegan did for me. So I ran with the name and then shameless plug, I was a television producer for a couple of years. Okay. So I know what makes people pay attention. I know what they want to listen to. So I coupled sex and food together with my skill set of working in TV and I ran with it. And when I tell you, it's been almost 6 years and sometimes I got to pinch myself because I cannot believe that I created a concept in my 2-bedroom apartment that is not only a household name, it's providing opportunities for at least 400 employees. I got 400 employees.
That is insane.
I'm like, who would have thought and counting? Because I get to scale. And is it all peaches and cream? No. I have nights where I'm like, forget this. I don't want to do this no more. Okay. Like I got kids over here crying. I got 3 babies in Pampers. Okay. Like there's some days that I'm like, I don't want to do this. But then many days I'm like, you know what? It's so worth it. And I'm so glad that I named it Slutty. I'm so glad that it was racy. Because if I would have named it Pinky's Vegan, I wouldn't have had nobody in line. So I'm just happy that I named it what I named it.
You have advice in the book, too, about even being a good friend. And I found that really interesting because you don't often find that in advice books, career books, self-help. And you're like, listen, take time out and listen to your friends. Ask them questions. Don't let your success eclipse anything else. Like, you have to be there for everyone else, just like the good friend and the good person you are. I love that you put that in there.
Thank you. You know, it's funny. because most of us do it and we don't realize that we do it, right? We always focus on like if other people are good friends to us, right? But are we good friends to other people? Mm-hmm. Do we show up for our friends? Do we support them? Do we provide them with constructive criticism? Do we give them what they need when they need it? I haven't always been the best friend. As I evolve, I realize I'm like, while I thought that I was being a good friend, I haven't always been the best friend, like, because I've been so busy and I've been focused on me. But what about the people that always care about me, that always show up for me? Like, I need to make sure that they are good too. So in the book, I really talk about making sure that you check for the people who are checking for you. Mm-hmm. It's not always about you. And as long as you can learn how to be selfless in your pursuit of friendship, you always have that core group of people that are going to show up in the trenches. They're going to go to war with you. It's almost like what Forrest Gump did with Lieutenant Dan. You know the story of Forrest Gump and Lieutenant Dan? Lieutenant Dan wanted to stay on that battlefield and he wanted to die in his honor. Mm-hmm. But Forrest Gump wouldn't allow him to do that. He was that friend that said, you know what? I'm checking for you. Even if that meant that he got shot in the butt with a Purple Heart. He got the Purple Heart because he got shot in the butt. However, I just watched the movie, by the way. That's all.
Yeah, I figured. But, I was like, wow, what a recall from whenever it came out, like 1987.
But it's so symbolic. It's so symbolic because I want to be that kind of friend. Mm-hmm. And I feel like everybody who reads that book needs to be that kind of friend, even if it means that you give of yourself to make sure somebody else is good. Mm-hmm. You're going to do that, even if it means that you get shot in the butt.
Amazing.
Go watch Forrest Gump, whoever is watching.
Yes, this is the takeaway from.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Sometimes we all have stuff we need to get off our chests. Even if we don't think it's interfering with our daily life, there are some things you just haven't processed, be it grief or trauma, eating disorders, anything. It might be time to work on those things, and I have a solution for you. Therapy. Online therapy by BetterHelp. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I took the brief questionnaire online where there were, 20 questions. It didn't take long at all, maybe 3 minutes. And then I got matched with a therapist who could help me work on whatever. I picked trauma because even though it happened in 2001, I am somehow still not over the loss of my friend on 9/11. And it is what it is. BetterHelp is going to help. And I am so excited, especially because with my special code, instead of $80 a month, it is 10% off, $72 a month, which is so much less than traditional therapy. And you'll get a perfect therapist for you. There are 35,000 therapists to choose from, so you'll find the right one. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/momsdonthavetime today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P. .com/momsdonthavetime.
This. Can I read this one section? Because, you know, the flip side of having people in your corner and supporting you is all of the people who can't sort of handle the success and aren't in your corner anymore. And you call the section the hater, you know. And you said, I really can't prepare you for this because no one can. But I want you to know that your success is going to expose the people around you who don't want you to have it. I don't care if you have the same grandmama, if you grew up on the same street, or if you've been friends since your mamas were pregnant with you both. If they are jealous of you, it's going to come to light. Understand that sharing DNA doesn't mean you share dreams. All our lives, we've heard about crabs in a barrel. Your family can be those crabs. Unfortunately, sometimes even they can put you in a box and try to limit your potential. When you live beyond those limitations, then it's a problem. Tell me more about that.
So I have a lot of siblings. And I realized that some of us got dropped on the head, okay? I'm like, you sure that we all came from the same place? Because I feel like people are wired differently. And whether it's friends or family, what I realize is as you elevate, there are some people in your life that want what you have. And because it didn't happen for them, sometimes they aren't genuinely happy for you. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that it's intentional. It's like you smell the hate. Okay. It's like you, you smell the insecurity on somebody else. And I've grown to realize that it is not them. It is a makeup of the trauma that they have experienced in their lifetime that causes them to exude this level of non-supportiveness as it relates to the success of the people that are near to them, mm-hmm. right? I know that was a mouthful, but hear me out. I've had people in my life that support me when like things aren't popping, right? Like when it's okay, when it ain't moving and shaking, but when I'm moving and shaking, they disappear. So I'm like, well, what happened? Where you go? But I also realized that everybody in life are trying to figure it out. They're trying to figure life out. So there are some people in life that if it hasn't happened for them when they want it to happen for them, but it's happening to the person next to them, they got a problem with that. Mm-hmm. So I am mindful on who I decide to share my energy with, because energy is important. Energy is so important because it'll affect the course of the day. If I'm super happy and super motivated and super driven, but then I have somebody next to me that's just sad all the time, because it's okay to be sad here and there, right? Because we're human. But all the time, if it's negativity, all the time, if you're not supportive, all the time, if you're just drowning in your own misery, that's not conducive for my spirit, because I have to continue to grow and I have to continue to build. And I have to be able to pour from my cup to give to my children, to give to my family, to give to my husband, and all of the people that are important to me. So you have to put a caution sign around people that you feel that every time you do something great in your life, they are unhappy. And that includes family too. Sometimes people think that we have to build relationships with family. I'ma always love you if we share the same DNA, right? Like our ancestors made it a point to make sure that we came out the same womb, that we come from the same bloodline, but they did not make it a point that I had to be your friend. They did not make it a point that I had to work with you if the relationship ain't relationshiping, right? So I've come to a place where I've realized that, and that's okay. You do not have to feel guilty to be around people that you've grown up with, people that you've called friend for years. If they are not supportive of you, then you have to be around people that can be what it is that you need so that you can be all that you need so you can be successful.
I love it. Pinky, why you? Why do you think that this success has happened for you? Why do you think that when you fail, you can get up and other people just stay flattened?
You know, nobody ever asked me that. I'm going to give you the purest, honest answer that I think. It might not be the right answer. And I don't even know if this also is my own personal trauma, but I have a complex that I feel like, it's not a complex, I take it back. I feel like God speaks to me through people, right? And whoever is watching this, whatever God you believe in, this is my secret formula that I'm publicly saying for the first time. God speaks to me through people, especially homeless people. Oh, it's bad, right? So I cannot see people struggling and hurting and not help them, because I feel like God is testing me. Mm. And when God tests me, it's almost like, all right, are you going to help? Are you going to be a steward? Are you going to bless this person? Or are you going to walk away and let this person suffer? Because if you let this person suffer, then I'm just going to stop giving you the blessings. It might not make sense. And a lot of people are going to say, well, that philosophy is retarded. It don't make sense. But for me, how I have always lived
my
life.
No one is saying that. No one is saying that.
Okay. I've always lived my life to the point that it is my responsibility to bless people who are in need, mm-hmm. because I feel like that is what God would do. So the more that I bless people, the more blessings come my way. Mm. So it has always been just a natural formula in my spirit. I got to do right by people, because if I don't do right by people, the blessings are going to stop. Mm-hmm. And I never want the blessings to stop. I want God to see my good work. I want God to see the things that I'm doing. When I say God, I mean whoever it is that you believe in, whoever your God is. So when you ask me why me, I've asked myself that question. I just like to think that I have a heart for people. Mm-hmm. Like it, but sometimes it gets abusive. I'll be honest. Like somebody will DM me, and I'm not saying to do this, but somebody will DM me and say, like, I'm about to get evicted today. I need $1,000 or I'm going to be on the street with my kids. Like, I can't read that and not help that person, even if I don't know them, because I feel like that is God testing me. So again, I preface this by saying it might be a little bit of my trauma, but I'm okay with that because God always continues to bless me. And that is my answer on it.
I love it. I love it. Nobody thinks that that's a bad answer. It's your truth. I mean, it's amazing and it's beautiful. I will caution you to stop giving $1,000 to everyone who DMs you. This is not a good pattern. We need some vetting. We need some vetting here.
I told you it was trauma. Okay. Everybody look at me like, Pinky, you need to stop. You have a problem. But it's okay. God is always, I've been so fortunate and so blessed emotionally, spiritually, and financially, that they got to take it up with God if somebody is abusing that.
I love that. Oh my gosh. What is coming next? You have ideas all the time. What is something that's actually going to happen? And what is some idea you've had lately that you're like, that's a great idea, but I'm just not going to do that. I can't do that. I don't have time for that.
You ask really good questions.
Thank you.
So I am going to, I'm actually working on it now. I'm going to say secret society, but it's not that. It's not the Illuminati, guys. But I'm building an organization with the top leaders from around the country, but it's invite only. So basically, it starts with me. I invite somebody, they invite somebody else, and it continues to go down the line. Mm-hmm. And basically, I'm inviting people that are at the top of the food chain in their industry. And what this is it becomes a resource for entrepreneurs to be able to be amongst a group of people who are thought leaders, game changers, world organizers, that we can pool resources to be able to get to the goal, whatever the goal is. There are tons of groups like that exist, but they ain't never had the Pinky Cole stank on it. So I'm going to create that. That's what I'm working on in real time. And it's going to be called FIN. And fin is short for dolphin. If you know anything about dolphins, they work together. I love animals. So they work together as a team. They don't leave each other. They support one another. They are big, but gentle. Mm. All right. You follow me? So the organization is called FIN. We are big in stature, big in title, but we're gentle and we're humble. So those are the people that I'm going to have in that group. So it's going to be an organization, not a secret society, but it's only invite only. So that's kind of like the next big thing that I'm working on. And I'm excited about that.
That is awesome. So PHIN, right? Or FIN?
PHIN. Yeah.
That is very cool. I love it. Yeah. You can swim with the dolphins, right? I mean, they're like friends. The Pinky Cole stink. Love that. Okay. Any other books? Do you think you're going to write another book? Did you like doing this one?
I did, but I'm about to write another. It's funny because my next book was going to be called Win Sis, WINSIS. But I've since changed that because I just eliminated my entire C-suite and I'm rebuilding my company in real time. Okay. So I'm actually going to vulnerably share that experience.
Wow.
So I've changed that because in order for me to be authentic in my approach to leadership and entrepreneurship, I got to keep it real and I got to tell the truth. So my next book will chronicle everything that I'm doing now. So I've been journaling and I'm going to turn it into a book. And it's going to talk about the fact that, you know, I built this $100 million brand. And then even in building a $100 million brand, what I realize is you can have all the people in the world with long resumes, but that don't mean that they'll love your business like you love your business. So I'll talk a lot about that in the book. So I'm excited about that. That is really going to be a very vulnerable piece, but I think it'll bless a lot of people, entrepreneurs and restaurateurs especially.
I love it. So cool. Okay, last question. What's the thing you say the most to, what's the one piece of advice for your kids that you want to make sure that they get? Maybe you say it now, even though they're babies. Maybe you just think it all the time. What do they need to know when they go out into life?
Put that down. Don't touch that. Put that down. And it's funny because I say that to them all the time. But like, if I can metaphorically say what that means, like, don't pick up stuff that you don't need, right? Like, put it down. Like, I've had to learn over the years that, like, and I'm still learning that I cannot, as much as I love to help other people, like, I cannot hold on to everybody's stuff. You got to put it down and let it go. And I tell my kids that all of the time. But now that you ask me that question, like, put it down, let it go. Like, I want them to know that, like, they don't have to hold on to the bags of life. You can put it down and they can let it go.
Look at that. Now we have a bumper sticker for you, you know? Do they even now make bumper stickers sticker. Anymore? I'm dating myself.
I don't know, but that's a good business. I'm dating myself too. Might as well get some pagers with it too, right?
Pinky, thank you so much. I have so much respect for you. You are awesome. And wow, the great work that you're doing in so many ways. You know, there's like a little angel in there. It's really cool. And I'm just really happy I got to connect with you. Thank you.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. And I hope to see you a Slutty Vegan one day soon.
Yes. All right. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Moms Don't Have Time to Read Books. If you love it, please leave a review and follow us on social at Zibby Owens and at Zibby Readers.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.